Welcome back. You with the news at one now. To mask or not to mask, that's a debate that's going on worldwide at the moment. Official guidance from the World Health Organization could change soon. They're considering a study from Hong Kong that suggests masks could have a protective benefit for the public. But what is the advice at home and abroad when it comes to masking up to head outside? That's a question our reporter Aisling Maloney has been looking at public health advice on face masks.
We don't want to do anything that's going to take masks. You're talking about a tremendous amount of masks when you do that. We don't want to take them away from our medical professionals, but I certainly don't see it hurting. But what I do see people doing now is using scarves. And I think in a certain way, depending on the fabric, I think in a certain way a scarf is better.
Should healthy people be wearing masks when they're outside to protect themselves and others from coronavirus? That's the question US President Donald Trump and the Center for Disease Control in the US are currently debating.
I recommend to all fellow ministers and governments to implement population-wide use of face masks, even homemade ones. Today we see that this was one of the most important decisions that we have made. And if it helped here, it can help anywhere.
That was Minister for Health in the Czech Republic, Adam Vojtěch. The Czech Republic are among a number of countries who have revised their public health advice when it comes to widespread use of face masks. In Slovakia, they have prohibited the free movement of people in public without face protective equipment. That ranges from a respirator face mask to a scarf around your mouth. In Austria, supermarket shoppers are required to wear basic face masks to slow the spread of the virus.
I'm wearing it just to be sure that in case I am positive, I do not, infect anyone. So just as a sign of respect towards other people.
The advice here in Ireland is that people who are sick with coronavirus and those caring for them must wear face masks. Professor Martin Cormican is the HSE National Lead for Healthcare Associated Infection and Antimicrobial Resistance.
One of the worries about mask use is that if wearing the mask and people, if you've seen people in public, and I have seen people in public wearing masks, very often they pull them up and down, they wear them for long periods, and that can actually do more harm than good if it's bringing your hands to your face. So although it seems like a good idea, it's very hard to be sure that it doesn't do more harm than good.
Asymptomatic spread is when a person infected with the COVID-19 virus shows no symptoms and infects other people without knowing. There is an argument for the general public to wear masks when it comes to slowing this type of spread.
But even if you're talking about asymptomatic spread, if you keep your distance, keep your hands clean, stay at home, these things will prevent spread, whether it's asymptomatic or symptomatic spread. So the concern, as I say, about promoting mask use is that you may get into a place where people think it's okay for them to shortcut on other things if they're wearing a mask. That's our job, is to keep reviewing things all the time. And if the evidence changes, then we go back and look at our guidance again and say, is this still the best guidance we can give people?
Healthcare workers need masks and other personal protective equipment to protect them from infection during their work. And there is a shortage in that type of equipment already. So if the general public rushes to buy masks, it could further exacerbate that shortage.
Three for a fiver, the face masks. Aisling Maloney reporting there. And you can hear more from Professor Cormican in a special report on face masks, which you can see on Primetime at 9:35 tonight on RTE1.